Good morning. Good to see everybody. Good crowd this morning. We have some visitors here with us today. Charles, can you introduce your visitor?
I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't. He probably doesn't want you to either.
This is Al Crider. I've known Al for about 30 years. We met through construction together. And Al almost left us about a year ago. He was major health issues, but he has come through. It's just wonderful. Miracle that's happened in life. Anyway, we was on the phone yesterday, and I told him where we went to church, and he said, I'll never come out here. And he knows.
Al, nice to meet you. Thanks for being here. Want to introduce, Emily and Justin, Alice's daughter. They're from Chicago. It's good to have you here today. Yeah, Jenny and I were talking a little while, younger would be seated. Jenny and I were talking a little while ago. When I was raised in Louisiana, we were learning the different cities around the country. And we got to Chicago, and our teacher said, okay, repeat after me, chicken in a car, and a car won't go. And so most people pronounce that then Chicago. But in Louisiana, we said Chicago. So it's good to have you here from Chicago, Justin and Emily. Any other first-time visitors here today? Anyone first-time visitors? Okay. It's good to see everybody today. We'll go ahead and do our prayer requests. Walter, we'll start on this side as usual. When you get the microphone, just bring it close to your mouth. Tell us who you are, and we'll start here with Patty.
Patty Duke. Our son, Jason, and his two oldest sons, Tucker and Caden, are in Guatemala on a mission trip. So just keep them in your prayer.
You bet. Absolutely. Lauren?
Lori and my friend Mary Jane Lindsay, she just got diagnosed with sugar diabetes, and she lost a kidney, and so I just want to pray for her. She's having a hard time sticking herself in the struggle for that new fun.
Yeah, well, I found a good spot that doesn't hurt, so I'm not going to tell you where. We'll talk later. Any other prayer requests on this side? Yes, there's Jim.
Jim B. Mint, Michelle and I are very excited today because our grandson, Alex, who's 15, is going to be baptized today in South Carolina. And they were here exactly a year ago, here to visit us, and they came to the church.
Alex.
So, Alex B. Mint.
That is great. Yes, Phil.
Yeah, I'm Phil Jordan. Sorry. And my mother, Ann Jordan, has a scratchy throat. That's why she's not here. And I'd also like to thank Rod and the staff for comforting me here at Ridge Chapel.
Great. Thank you, Phil. Yes.
Hi, I'm Jenny.
Jenny.
And I want to give you an update on my son, Rick.
Yes.
He's home, and he's doing as well as can be expected. But so far, they haven't checked on his spot on his lung yet, so we're still at the unknown.
Okay.
But he's coming along, and thanks for the prayers. And keep them coming.
Yes,
thank
we're
you.
Continue praying for Rick. Thank you so much. While Walter's passing that around, I've got a couple, Pete. One is that Debbie Innes and Jimmy Innes are expecting this week, I believe, right? Jimmy's son-in-law and their grandson from Fort Worth?
Wyoming.
That's a long time. Okay. Well, granddaughter, okay. And we just want to pray for one, safe travels for son-in-law and granddaughter, and also that the visit goes well, okay? And also, Walter, tomorrow Beth has her second radiation treatment, and then Wednesday is her third. And so we just want to pray that she's still nice to me. No, we just want to pray for that she doesn't have any residual effects from that, okay? All right, other prayer requests. Yes, Louise.
I have prayed for my new great-grandbaby.
Wow.
Iris Gale.
Oh, pretty name. Iris
Gale.
Yes,
her name.
Yes.
And her parents have had a very hard pregnancy, both of them, because he's out of town all the time, and poor little my granddaughter has been ill a lot of the time through it, and the doctors have told her not to have visitors around for a long time to make sure the baby is well and that she is well.
Yeah.
And I can't wait till I can go hold her in my arms.
I know. Iris Gale, that's a kind of a, as poetic a name as my name, Joseph Otto. Very poetic. Other prayer requests on this side. Charlotte?
Yeah, I got a call from Eric this past week. He was worried about his mom. He's out of town. I think she had to have some tests done on, I'm going to say, maybe Tuesday. So if you could keep Kathy Wadsworth in your prayers, that'd be good.
Absolutely. Did you have a prayer request? Any others on this side? Okay, Bonnie.
Yes, I wanted to thank everyone for praying for me.
Yes.
Had my second oral surgery. The second one was canceled because the tree was down a few weeks ago. Yeah. Finally had it last Tuesday, and it went well, and I'm recovering very well. And thank you for all your prayers.
You bet. Bonnie, thank you for sharing that.
My name's Debbie, and I talked to Mary, and she's doing better, but she thinks that she may have diabetes because of... She looked up the symptoms and things, and she's been still getting pretty dizzy and stuff, but she sounds a lot better and everything else. And let's just remember her in prayers and remember the people in Texas that lost all their family.
Absolutely. Thank you for reminding us of that, Debbie. This side. Yes, James, behind you, Walter.
Yeah, I'm James. My dad's ablation is scheduled for July 24th, so we appreciate your prayers for that. And also, Melora, she's decided to, I don't know, take a tumble down the stairs yesterday, and she's running a girls' retreat this weekend, and that was a great way to start the retreat. But anyway, so appreciate your prayers for her that she can recover and make it through this last couple weeks of intense activities with the kids.
Okay. Others on this side. Okay. Pete gets that. Walter, thank you for your help. And let's go ahead and have our prayer song.
Father God, we know that you love us so much that you sent your Son to die for us on the cross. You watch over and guide us, and you listen to us, Father, and we thank you for that. We have so many prayer requests here that it's not a chore, but it's a love that we are able to come before you, knowing that you're listening to us as we request these prayer concerns. Father, we thank you for letting Al Kreider visit with us this morning, and Emily and Justin, as they come together with us, we thank you for their presence here, and help us to be a blessing to them as well as they're a blessing to us. Father, we lift up Mary Jane. we pray that you will watch over her as she's discovering the ins and outs of diabetes. It's not an easy path, Father. I pray that you will watch over and guide her and help her, and help the doctors and nurses as they work with her and help guide her through this. Father, we lift up Alex. We thank you, Father, because he's going to be baptized today. And we just thank you for letting this person come to you and giving him the calm assurance of knowing that you're walking beside him through your Son, through your Spirit. Father, we pray that Ann Jordan will heal from her sore throat, and I pray that you will bless her and bring her back to the fold. Father, we lift up Rick, and has a spot on his lung. I pray that you will work through the doctors and nurses and the staff and help bring a healing about in Rick's life. Father, for Debbie and Jimmy, as they drive, I pray that you'll keep them safe, give them traveling mercies. Father, for Beth, as she's getting ready to go through her second and third treatments, I pray that you will calm her spirit, help her know that you are walking with her through this, that your Holy Spirit is putting its hand on you, on her, as she is going through these treatments. Thank you, Father. Father, for the great-grandbaby, Louise's great-grandbaby, little Iris Gale, I just pray that you will bring a healing about to her mother, and that you'll keep them all safe as they go through the initial time of life, that you'll bring healing about to that whole family. Father, for Eric's mom, Kathy Wadsworth, as she's going through tests, I pray that you will calm her spirit, let the doctors and the staff work for her and with her. Father, for Bonnie, as she's getting ready to go through tests, and I pray that your blessings will be upon her, that you'll give her a calm spirit. For Mary Stonecipher, I pray that if it is diabetes, I pray that you'll guide the doctors in her care. Father, whatever it is, I pray that you will bless the those that give her the test so she may find out what's really going on. For the families in Texas, Father, there are so many losses, so much to hurt the soul. We hear about these things every day, about new situations there. I just pray that you'll lay your hand upon these families, that you'll bring others alongside them as they grieve for the loss of their loved ones. Father, we thank you for the calm assurance of knowing, the little ones especially, that they will be beside you, that there will be that calm assurance of knowing that you are accepting them into your kingdom. Father, for James' dad, as he's going through the ablation, I pray that you'll calm his spirit and help the doctors, surgeons, and everyone do their work. For Meloria, she's fallen as she is leading young ladies at camp. I just pray that you'll calm her spirit and help her to do what she needs to do for these young ladies. Let them be blessed, and let her be blessed. Father, for Marion and Hank, as they're traveling, I just pray that you'll give them traveling mercies, keep them safe so they may be come back to their family. We thank you for your love and your watch care. We thank you for Patty's son, Jason and Tucker, his sons, Tucker and Caden, as they're traveling and doing mission work, doing your work in the field, I just pray that you'll guide them, give them the blessings that they need, and give them the words that they need to reach out to those they're ministering to. We thank you, Father, for your love, the love that you've given us, the assurance that you've given us, and knowing that we, when we pray, you listen. Thank you, Father. We thank you for answered prayers. We thank you for your very real presence in this place. In your Son's name I pray.